Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, what is the best thing that could happen to you? Record and listen.
I've been so excited to hear about this one.
All right. So our first caller, here you are. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Risa, and I was formerly from Switzerland, and I'm now from Holland.
You're now from Holland?
Yes. I'll be calling in from Holland for the next few years.
Well, you are a lucky human being. That's one of my favorite places on earth.
Well, wow. You are welcome to come visit whenever you want, Sherry.
All right.
I'll welcome you.
All right. All right, thank you. I just might take you up on that. We'll see. So what did you
Please
see about
do.
This?
Well, I felt really stumped by the question at first. And the first things that came up were like, oh, like maybe an apartment since I don't have one yet. Or like some money so I can pay my tuition. And then, but they all felt really superficial and I was like, this is not authentic. And then it just occurred to me, what's happening right now is the best thing that could be happening to me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Your life as it is the best thing that could be happening to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I love so much about what you just said is, That those first answers are where ego lives.
Yeah.
Right? It's very superficial, as you said, kind of a what I want right now. What I'm focused on is lacking or missing right now. And what you went to is this very large place of the best thing that could happen to me is happening to me. I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I had this, like, really great opportunity to sort of, like, explore it a little bit further, kind of right after that, where my ex-boyfriend contacted me and told me that he was having a child with somebody. And I, like, felt ego and conditioning like suggesting all of these different like sensations to experience, but I didn't actually feel them. I just felt like I don't want to be anywhere else than like exactly where I am right here, right now.
What a good point. Yes. that's a great depiction of it, that you can watch conditioning cycle through, well, let's see, how should I feel about that?
Yeah, exactly. And give all sorts of suggestions and sort of like give you a little teaser of that ride to go
on. Yes, and then you look and say, would I trade places with those people? Would I rather have their life than the life I have? Actually, no. So, okay, happy to be here. I'm sure I'll have an apartment at some point. I bet I'll have... Oh, I do have money right now, or I wouldn't be. Okay, good. We're good. We're having the right life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, Risa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Great.
Bye-bye.
Gosho.
Thanks, Risa. It is the practice, isn't it, Cherry, that we look at what arises, recognize the content nature of it, and step to the process place.
Yes. Yeah.
The recognition that ego is content-oriented and all of the various ways in which that process operates, and then, an awareness of that goes to, I'm here. I'm here, I have this, I'm experiencing this, and it's a completely different experience.
Yes. Yes, well, and when you say it like that, it's easy to see how we get bamboozled by conditioning, because the content is endless, right? If I stood at any point in my life and looked around from a content level on what could be better,
mm-hmm.
oh gosh, there's always a bunch of stuff that conditioning can suggest. But as soon as
yeah.
we move into the process realm, then we realize, well, nothing could be better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think what you said on the radio show last night was so relevant to this, which is, it's not that just by accepting what is and what we have, it excludes possibility of anything else or anything more. But the place from which we come on a process level is having, which is the life experience or the presence experience versus the ego experience of negation or not having.
Yes, yes. Yeah, thank you for that reminder. I loved that discussion last night on Open Air, that focusing on what is, and of course focusing with an attitude of mind of gratitude and appreciation, saying yes to what is, opens us to all the other possibilities, everything else that's available to us. It's when we stay in that conversation, no, not this. I wish that were different. I don't like that. If only that were that way, then that's what's closing us off from the everything else, the all that exists in each moment.
Mm-hmm. And it's the hypothesis of this retreat. The how you do anything is how you do everything. It's either ego or it's life. And so the real movement we make all the time is feeling dissatisfied, feeling satisfied. The only thing that changes is the orientation. It doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change what we have. It doesn't change how life will unfold. All of it just remains the same. It's what we were talking about with Barbara yesterday on the radio show too.
Yes. Yes, everything is exactly the same, and as I'm fond of quoting my teacher, everything is exactly the same, only completely different.
Yeah, 2 inches off the ground. 2 feet off the ground.
2 feet off the ground, yeah. Everything about me and my life is exactly the same, except now I'm really excited and happy and grateful, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
I'm in that other conversation, none of that is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Karen up in Oregon.
Well, hello,
now.
Karen in Oregon.
Hi. Hi.
People getting around.
Yeah.
People are getting around, I'll tell
I
you.
I know. I don't really have anything to add to that because that was my experience, too. I went to... this is it, you know, like I'm alive and I'm a human incarnation and I found practice and, you know, and that's, it just to me doesn't get any better than that, kind of.
As the old song goes, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't know what to say anymore about that, but, you know, that was the immediate place that I went when I looked around,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you're just kind of an amen this morning.
Yes. That's
amen
exactly,
to that.
Yes, amen to that. Yeah, it'd be fun to see what other people see.
Well, and that's just the most marvelous place to live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen is a lot like yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you, Karen.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
And it's so wonderful when we can say that the best thing has already happened to us and live
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just It's one of those things that we hear from religious and spiritual types all the time, and it's such a shock when we actually have the experience.
Yes.
Because we are so conditioned that it has to be something else, something more, something better. And it takes us a while to get to, and that something more, something different, something better is being here instead of in that negative conversation.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going through this list. Here we go, Sherry. Next call, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jennifer on Whidbey Island in Washington.
Well, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
What are you seeing?
Well, I'm just excited when people just even say where they are when they get on the queue. It's the best because it's like, oh, we're everywhere.
We are everywhere. It's a revolution, and we are taking over the world.
That's right. I know. It is just the very best. And I love this radio show. I think that we could just have a question like, what size shoe do you wear? And we would all just go to town on that question. It doesn't matter what it is.
It really doesn't, does it? It really doesn't. Now, of course, that's where I always have to jump in because that's the common misunderstanding of Zen. Oh, well, nothing matters. But that is exactly what you are not saying.
That's exactly what I'm not saying.
Yeah,
it all matters.
It all matters. Every little teeny tiny thing matters and is and brings us joy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fabulous. Well, I had a similar experience where the first thing I said, and I asked my husband what he thought would be the best thing, and we both had the same answer, which was, that my health would return to how it used to be, which we call, in quotes, normal. And but after that, the next one that came up was, I just heard this little question that said, what if the best thing has already happened? And it was like this little disembodied voice just saying that as a query. And I thought, wow, what if it has already happened? And then I thought, what if it's that I get to practice awareness? How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
Boy, that's particularly, I don't even know what the word is, but particularly particular. When we are in life circumstances that are really challenging. And, of course, we say often that's what we practice for. Right, so that we can be in that grateful perspective, even when things are not actually the way we wish they were.
Not even when, but especially when.
Especially when, yeah, And I think the Buddha would agree that's a very good definition of freedom. Because when things are going well, and things are going well for most people most of the time, most everybody we know, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, we have plenty to eat. We have a roof over our head. Nobody's trying to kill us. And for most people, health is good.
Yeah.
And within that, people are still made to suffer hideously over imaginary problems and difficulties. And then, you know, there's your situation where we could say your health really is not good.
Not good.
And we understand what we mean by that. It's just, and then within that, to be able to be grateful, to be alive, and to enjoy.
It presses you to the wall with the practice. But you know what I've also noticed that is kind of hilarious is that when I am feeling better, the ego just goes off on the usual junk, you know, like, oh, I'm so annoyed, my toenail is too short, or, you know, just it doesn't care.
it will pick
the smallest thing. If that's all you've got, it'll still pick it to make you suffer.
Yes. Oh, that is a really good point. Because, yeah, that's a really good point. Ego would say, well, if you just felt better, if you were just well, then
yeah.
everything would be perfect and fine,
right.
and you'd never be unhappy and nothing would ever be wrong. And then to watch it just go to, no, we're going to make you suffer as much as we can. Healthy
yeah, your
or
pencil
not healthy.
Broke, and yeah, it'll just pick anything. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter what your circumstances.
Or Jennifer, back in the day, is your husband in the room with you?
No.
Okay. Back in the day, when a husband might have been annoying.
Oh yes. Back in the day, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, so, the other day I said to him, I figured out why I'm annoyed, and he said, okay, I know, it's going to be about me.
Oh, I said, no, well, yeah, actually. But,
yeah.
But
no.
But even that, with practice, to see how, with presence and gratitude, the things that conditioning told us in the past were just impossible, just made our lives just so difficult we could hardly stand it. And then with presence and gratitude, we move to this place of really enjoying those very same things.
Exactly.
Really appreciating those very same things.
That is correct. That is
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
bye.
Jennifer.
The thing that was dropping in for me in that conversation, Sherry, is how conditioned we are to, especially if we get into an awareness practice of not allowing ourselves even to look at what the best thing that might happen to us might be.
Uh-huh.
Right? That
uh-huh.
that it's always what's wrong and what can
yes.
be different.
Yes.
And so the first place that we practice with is to let go of the conversation of what's wrong and what could be different so that we can accept here.
Yeah.
But accepting here is also the ability to be open to all of the wonderful things that have happened to us or are happening to us. But the quality of only being able to recognize what's wrong prevents us from recognizing all that's good. And so the best thing that happens, that can happen to us, gets translated into a desire or a longing that can never be fulfilled, rather than an openness to the abundance of life to invite something without negating that we've got everything in the moment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, so it's kind of a yes, yes, this, yes, thank you. And I'm certainly open to more. I'm grateful for this, and I'm certainly open to more.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
not a place ego's ever going to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that where you were going with that?
That's right. It just struck me that that we're so conditioned to the black and white world. It's exactly what you're saying. So conditioned to the black and white world that we lose the ability to be open to possibility mm-hmm. without suffering over the lack.
Yes. Yes. Which is one of the things that we spend a fair amount of time on in that last retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is keeping the attention focused on here and the expansiveness of here, not getting pulled into the negativity that closes
mm-hmm.
us off from everything that exists right here and right now that we are.
Mm-hmm.
To turn the attention to this is what I am right here, right now in this moment, and keep the attention here rather than letting it go with habit of into a story about another time, another place, another, not even
mm-hmm.
into possibility, right? But
mm-hmm.
allow possibility to express itself here as presence.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Not hope, but presence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Not hope, but presence. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, well, first of all, I'm missing you all. I'm missing Sangha. That retreat was so awesome. So happy to connect.
I know. It would take a fairly good-sized town at this point for us all just to live together, but I think that we could manage.
Yes. Well, that's so interesting to say that, because what came to me for the best thing that could happen to me was, first thing was, I could just make a good bit of money. Then I could move closer to the monastery and go on retreats all the time. So that was, like, really the best thing that can happen. And then I thought,
and just move on retreat.
Exactly. That is truly. But then, you know, it goes down. Well, what if I just want to be immersed in practice? So then it goes out a little bit deeper. Okay, well, so what can I do right now? You know, and then it's like, well, I can practice the commitments from the retreat. I can get up early, have these great morning practices, and practice what I, you know, things I got from the retreat. So it's like went from something a little big and to, you know, right here, right now, what can I do to... So I'm having the best thing that can happen to me.
Yes, and what I just heard in that, Tony, is it went from a big that has the appearance of being in another time in another place, but the big that you were looking at is what you got to when you brought it to where you are right now. So what are you going to have when you're close to the monastery? Well, you can be on retreat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I could be on retreat all the time at home. What does on retreat all the time mean? It means I'm really present. I'm paying attention. I'm seeing what's there to see. So you can do that anywhere.
Yes.
So
it was great. So,
yeah, you did that very thing that we've been pointing at, which is in presence. You did it kind of, you came at it through the back door, which is to see the possibility and then recognize the possibility as now, instead of being here now and recognizing possibility. You came at it from the other direction, which is heartening to know that it goes in both directions.
Yes.
See it from either side.
Yeah, and it's so helpful to see, like, it could be almost a lot kind of like a bamboozle. Like you were saying, in the future, it's like, okay, well, it's almost like saying, well, I'm not able to, like, fully immerse myself in practice right now because of where I live and because of this and because of that, you know. And then saying, of course, I can immerse myself in practice, but not knowing that that was there until questions like this come up.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. Mostly what we're doing here is exposing the bamboozle, which is why what Jennifer says, you know, the question could be, what size shoe do you wear? If we're paying attention, we'll go to all the same places, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So fun. Great. All right. Well, thank you, Tony.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, which is such a luxury on the morning show. Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Claire from London.
Well, hello, Claire.
Hello. Oh, how are you?
Just doing great. And yourself?
Yes, me too.
Oh, goody.
what I saw about it was... sort of more or less what everybody's been talking about. But I didn't get fooled at the beginning of it. So I didn't go, the best thing that could happen to me is I could, you know, win the lottery or something like that. I started by saying, well, I suppose whatever's happening to me right now is the thing that is the best thing that could happen to me, and that I have the most skillful attitude towards it. And the only thing I can do is things that serve a better relationship with reality. So, yeah, I went through all that and a bit more. And then I sort of finished up by saying, and whatever happens arises from the conditions of understanding and caring for this human, you know, whatever is happening to me as I'm moving towards being in the process. Wear a palm, the bamboozle happened at the end instead of the beginning.
Oh, what did it come in with?
So it came in with, well, I feel like I'm just trotting out what the good person says, the good person answer. You're just trotting it out. It's, you know, you know what the right answer is, and you've just ticked that box.
Oh, you awful, awful person, you. And, you know, you could have fallen for that if you hadn't been there for the process.
Yes, that's very true.
Right?
Yes.
But you happen to be there, so you saw the whole thing unfold, and you know that that's not what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So I just said, well, hallelujah to that. That's good enough for me. Thank you very much.
I'll take being a good person, okay,
yeah.
with the good person answer. All right, I'm all right with that. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. All right, good person. Well, keep on enjoying,
thank you.
Huh?
Yes,
right.
I will.
Thank you, Claire.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
Rosary, unfortunately, I was kicked out of that conversation.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't say anything earlier because you would swim back in, but you were kind of going in and out. So I guess it finally, in the end, just gotcha, pulled you under.
I guess so. Well, we are about 2 minutes to show time. I mean, to the end of the show time, shall we just look at our assignment?
Let's do. And,
So the assignment for today is, what is the worst thing that could happen to you? Record and listen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different direction. All right.
Different direction. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini, and thank you, everybody. Enjoy.
Take care, and we'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
Go happy.
Go happy.